Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Today I'll talk about how Humboldt Bay is influenced by waves that come in from the ocean. When the jetties were installed at the harbor entrance in the early 1900s, waves from the ocean were able to enter the inner portions of the bay, and this has had a domino effect that continues even to today. During those early years, the very first thing the waves did was to erode away a large sandbar that was in the middle of the harbor entrance, just inside the bay. Once that sandbar was gone, the incoming waves had a straight shot to the bay shoreline in front of the PG&E power plant and the adjacent beaches. During this time, 137 acres of land was lost to erosion, basically because a shoreline that had never really seen open ocean waves was suddenly being pounded by wave action. Incidentally, when a wave breaks on a natural beach, most of its energy is lost through work like erosion. It's kind of like if you try to bounce a basketball on the beach. It doesn't bounce back because all of its energy goes into pushing the sand around as it lands. Now, to stop the erosion, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers installed large rocks that could resist the wave action. This work began in the 1940s and continued until 1981 when the beach in front of King Salmon was protected. But waves bounce off a rock wall kind of like a basketball bounces off a hard floor, which with much of their energy intact. So those waves that bounce off the rock walls in front of King Salmon and PG&E travel across the bay and impact the North Spit, beginning around the county boat ramp and campground. The erosion in this region, especially starting at the large stand of eucalyptus trees, is very evident even today. So, of course, much of this area was also protected with large rocks, especially since erosion got very close to New Navy Base Road and the buried utilities between the road and the bay. And I'm sure you've already guessed what happens next. Of course, the waves bounce off the North Spit rock walls and travel across the bay, where they cause waterfront in front of Seamus T-Bones. In fact, the city of Eureka had to protect this shoreline with large rocks just a few years ago. And those large rocks are now bouncing the wave energy across to the beach in front of Fairhaven, and so on. Well, you might ask, if the jetties set in motion all of these problems, why not just get rid of them? It turns out that they are critical to maintaining a channel that's deep enough for ship traffic. I'll explain why in a future community comment. Hopefully, knowing how the waves travel around the bay will help you understand what you see on the bay's shoreline and also help you stay safe as a boater inside the bay, because you can experience surprisingly large waves inside the bay, especially as you get closer to the entrance because of how waves bounce off the bay's shore protection rocks. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.